Well, people are yearning for peace anywhere they live. And Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. And because he is the Prince of Peace, when he comes into our hearts, he helps us to forgive and to be willing to embrace and to walk in peace. And so whether we're talking about working in Jerusalem between Israelis and Palestinians, whether we're talking about working in Jordan, working in Lebanon, working in Egypt, or working in South Sudan, the mission is the same, and that is let Christ change people's hearts, and the love of Christ allows us to work together. You know, it was in the year 2009, and I brought a gathering of people together. This was actually in the United States, but it was a gathering of Christians that were standing together for in support of the nation of Israel. But at that gathering was a bishop and an Orthodox rabbi who had been working together very diligently to bring their community together. And at the conclusion of our meeting that evening, I had invited a former terrorist who had come to faith in Christ, repented of his ways, and was now working for peace. And he came and he gave each of them an award for leadership in reconciliation. So here you have a former terrorist giving an award for leadership in peace and reconciliation to a Christian bishop and an Orthodox Jewish rabbi. This is what Jesus can do.
You have come to South Sudan this time. What can be your message to the people on the ground?
My message to the people on the ground is to embrace peace. We can do more together than we can ever do separately. We must stand together as South Sudanese and as members of the body of Christ. We have to stand with one another. Our diversity is our strength. Our differences can make us stronger.
People have the belief that churches can help in resolving the conflict in the country. And we have been witnessing during the 21 years, churches stood firm until even the CPA was signed. What role do you play here to consolidate the peace that has been signed?
My role is a simple one, and that is we have in-country leaders like Canon Yepeta Sika and the clergy here and the leaders who are working here on the ground. My role is to support them and encourage them because they have been so effective in working with their partners, working with the other churches, and in helping to reestablish and to secure the peace. And so I'm here to encourage and to lift them up.
Thank you very much, Bishop. Any other message you would like to share with the people of Buddha State?
The message is that without Christ, there is no hope. But with Christ, all things are possible.